because since the Talmud is based upon the Mishnah, it follows that exact order. The order of the Masechtos in each volume is dependent upon the number of chapters of every Masechta. In other words, the longer Masechtos, the ones that have the most chapters, come first, etc., down the line. That's the way it was organized. Now, there are two exceptions, but generally speaking, that's the way the Mishnah is organized. The Mishnah is written in classic Hebrew. In fact, today we call it Mishnaic Hebrew. And it is written extremely concisely, and, as I mentioned before, almost cryptic. In many places, it's as though it's hidden. And it was meant to be notes, highlights. It was not meant to be the definitive compilation of all of Torah Sheh Bal Peh. But it was meant to organize Torah Sheh Bal Peh and to see to it that it came on with a it would survive the test of time, which it has. Rav Yehuda HaNasi had a tremendous yeshiva, and in his yeshiva he had the great men of the ages were with him. One of the men that was there was a man called Rabbi Chiya. Chiya is already the Aramaic name for Chaim. And Rabbi Chiya was the author of what we call the Braisos. The Braisos, in a laughing fashion, are like Mishnahs that didn't make it. It covers exactly the same subject that a Mishnah. There are some Braisos that are word for word the Mishnah, but most Braisos are the Mishnah expounded, the Mishnah explained. And Rabbi Chiya, who was the colleague and the disciple of Rebbe, so after Rebbe put out the Mishnah, he put out the Braisos. The Mishnah and the Braisos together form the basis of the Gemara, because the Gemara many times will compare the Braisa to the Mishnah and want to know what nuance was added, why it's different. It uses the Braisas to develop the ideas of the Mishnah. There is a third book called the Tosefta. The Tosefta means added Mishnahs. Now, they don't have the strength of being a Mishnah. They are like Braisas. And it also came out during that period of time. And when you'll see in the Gemara plays with all three of them. Has the Mishnah, the Braisa, and the Tosefta all going at once. And by the comparison and the analysis of each and every one of them, that's how the Gemara arrives at a conclusion. During the time of Rebbe, the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael already began to dwindle. It began to dwindle for a number of reasons. The Mishnah, by the way, is in about the year 190, 195, some place that is late as the year 200. But it's from, let's say, 190 to 200 of the Common Era. The Jewish community began to dwindle. It dwindled, A, because of economic reasons. Since the Beis HaMikdash was no longer there and it was not going to be there, so there was very little tourism business. The country itself was a poor country. It had been devastated by centuries of war. And it became a little backwater. Instead of playing a prominent role, it began to play a secondary and tertiary role in Roman society. And the Jews began to move. Almost all of them that moved to Bavel. Let's say 75% moved to Babylonia, where there was a Jewish infrastructure, as we discussed way back at the beginning. There were Jewish communities, there were yeshivas, there were synagogues, the entire infrastructure was there. And Jews moved there. Bavel also was fairly free of Roman domination. For one reason or another, the Romans did not have a heavy hand on Bavel. And also, for one reason or another, it was fairly free of Christian influence also. And Jews gravitated, therefore, to the Valley of the Tigris. The other places that Jews moved to, that we have our first record of Jewish settlement,